Hello, everyone, and welcome to podcast number 3 with the Kings of Fitness. And this podcast is going to be about these stars, your Hollywood stars, falling in line with health and fitness. So today, this podcast is brought to you by the Kings of Fitness YouTube channel, which is your free video resource to health and fitness. You can find them at www.youtube.com/kingsoffitness. Now, for your hosts of this podcast, you have me, Kyle King.
And me, Lauren Battellini.
So, why am I so cheery today? It can't be because of what we did this weekend. Yes, I threw my pen on the ground. I went to the Army-Navy game with Lauren. I am a West Point graduate of 2004, and I was shocked to see the shellacking that we took. We lost 34-7 in terrible, terrible Philadelphia weather. How'd you like it, Lauren?
It was brutal.
To say the least. When we got there, it was snowing, which wasn't too bad until my pants got wet.
And my gloves were not waterproof.
Thank you very much. Who made those gloves?
North Face.
North Face made those
gloves. So I was very, very disappointed.
So it was a very interesting weekend. We did hike it from Wappinger Falls down to Philadelphia. It was a nice little trip. Again, it's always great to see the cadets and the midshipmen get out there and represent the country. This is a rivalry game, so it is very upsetting for me to see the midshipmen win for the 12th year in a row.
And rub it in your face.
And rub it in my face. At one point in time, I had to turn my hat inside out just to get out of the stadium from facing all the ridicule.
Yeah, well, I almost fell out of the stadium because I couldn't feel my feet because they were frozen.
Which is another funny point. We got a nice message on Google+. Somebody had said we should have done a HIIT routine during the halftime show. We would have been able to stay a little bit warmer had we been doing that high-intensity interval training.
Not a bad idea.
On another note, so with the Army-Navy in the past, Army's got a new coach coming on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But with that behind us, I'm going to move on to happier times in my life. Lauren today started her master's degree. So congratulations, Woo! Lauren.
Yes, today was my first day of my online classes. I am doing exercise science with a focus on sports psychology.
That means she can tell you what you're thinking, mm-hmm. right? Is that what that means?
Well, it's more along the lines when people come off of injuries, I can help them get back into the mindset of getting into their sport or getting back into exercising, but also thinking about even Army-Navy over the weekend. So I could help those players really get into the mindset of a big game like that where the spotlight is really on them and helping them deal with something like that.
West Point, if you're listening, we have a sports psychologist ready for you next
year.
Next year. And that's what the next time they play the Army-Navy game.
Perfect timing.
Holy perfect crap. Timing. That's great. So I'm very proud of you, Lauren.
Well, thank you.
I welcome you to that professional degree world.
Thank you so much.
And I'd like to help you out as much as I possibly can as you do your studies. That was a joke. I will not help her whatsoever. I would rather do my own research and stuff.
Wow, team player.
So, speaking of research, we just realized in the news. So let's move on to section 2. Let's say that first. Moving into the second section and the second part of this podcast. Recently, we saw Cameron Diaz is coming out with a new book.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron Diaz, the movie star, is coming out with a book about health and fitness called The Body Book.
So, her book is actually titled, quite a long title, The Body Book, The Law of Hunger, The Science of Strength, and Other Ways to Love Your Amazing Body. So, in this book, she shares her formula for becoming happier, healthier, and stronger. It's a positive essential guide that is grounded in science, which is very important. We base everything we do here on science. And it's also inspired by her own personal experience, which is something that a lot of you readers are going to be able to relate to.
Now, what I took from, and again, we haven't read the book per se. We are going to get to it when we can get our hands on a copy. But what I took from a little bit of the excerpts that we were able to get a hold of, she really talks about how you are what you eat.
So, in that case, she'd be a bean burrito with extra cheese and extra sauce and no
onions.
Before.
That was before. That's not how she's eating now.
No.
But that's just like everybody. Fitness runs right alongside of nutrition. Nutrition mm-hmm. is a big part of it. Anybody who comes in clientele-wise that sits down with us, they get 5 tips to a healthier lifestyle right away, which you can always check out on YouTube. It's a secret to burning fat. But also, that nutrition, it's 80% of what goes on in the health and fitness world. So we're not kidding when we say you can't outrun a bad diet and that abs are made in the kitchen. Those sayings are really, they hold true. So now what we do, what we're seeing is you're seeing a lot of these famous people are coming out and they're admitting it too. There's no secret pill to this. They have to work just as hard. They have to watch what they're eating, which leads us to the next star. Beyonce's vegan diet, partial vegan diet.
Before we get into discussing Beyonce, I want to backtrack a little bit to Cameron Diaz, because the really cool thing that she's talking about in her book is that she's not taking on one of those diets that limit your calories or limit what you should be eating. What she's talking about is going for healthy options and really embracing hunger and satisfying it with nutrient-dense food. So very, very healthy choices of food. So she's not starving, she's still eating, she's just making very healthy options when she is choosing her food.
I think that's fantastic to have such a high-powered star out there in Hollywood really highlighting some of the things that we've promoted over the years that we've been in business and really doing this fitness thing. So it's really, really cool just to have that being powered by, you know, one particular star. But it's not just one particular star. It's a bunch of stars, and it's a bunch of those star trainers that you have out there. We call them celebrity trainers. Now, what I wanted to get into before, Beyonce Knowles, or Beyonce, what's her name now?
I believe she kept Knowles.
Did she? Okay.
Although
cool
she is married
me.
To Jay-Z.
All right. So
I don't know. I mean, we're not friends or anything, so I don't really know. But I'm just saying, I might be still Knowles.
Well, Beyonce and her trainer Marco, they had worked out a deal for during her pregnancy and post pregnancy, where she would take on a partial vegan diet. What I found so interesting about this partial vegan diet was that the trainer, as I read the interview, the trainer had said she wasn't getting enough fruits and vegetables. So she incorporated one meal that was vegan, mm-hmm. in order to get those numbers up.
So one vegan meal a day.
One vegan meal a day, yeah.
Yep.
And she's been able to really change her body around just by increasing the amounts of fruits and vegetables just by that one vegan meal. So do you have to be vegan all the way? Not necessarily. Different people have different needs. We recognize that. Certain people want to eat certain things. We recognize that. And we say, just like Lauren was mentioning in the Cameron Diaz portion, it's important that you do something that's right for you. It's important that you eat nutrient-dense foods that you like. Okay? It's just that we really want you to recognize that the carbohydrates, the fats, and the proteins, everything healthy options are a good thing to have and be a part of.
So what's important to note here, guys, clearly, we're not Cameron Diaz and we're not Beyonce, so we don't have access to training 24 hours a day, or you know, a nutritionist to stick with us and guide us through what we should be eating on a daily
basis.
Unless
you marry one, like I'm doing.
But the key facts that you can take away from these two women are the fact that they're incorporating nutrient-dense options into their food. They're exercising. In fact, Cameron Diaz says that we should sweat a little every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then something you can take from Beyonce is just adding something vegan, one vegan meal into your diet every day will help you get more vegetables, more greens, more fruits into your diet, which is very important into getting into shape.
And one thing that Lauren had pointed out to me, which I absolutely love because it's a natural option for us in our household, but she told me, did you know Beyonce switched out potato chips with edamame? And that was one of her changes in her diet. And I said, I already eat the edamame. Like, I have no choice in the matter. She's preparing it in the oven. She's putting it out there. So I'm getting edamame every which way from Sunday.
Yeah, but simple things like that.
Beyonce could be my sister, basically. Well, it's great to see that people are realizing that the diets aren't really what does it. It's actually the life changes, mm-hmm. in the key word again, nutrient dense food. Okay, so key word of the day, nutrient dense food. But it's really great to see that it's getting promoted, that we're seeing it in the magazine interviews, that we're seeing it on the television. So these are all really great things that are happening around us.
Yeah. Having out there in the mass media will surely help more people jump on board and living a healthier
and
lifestyle.
Promote the message. A healthier lifestyle is what we're really looking for here, guys.
Absolutely. So just to touch on those nutrient-dense foods that Kyle was talking about, just to give you an example, for breakfast, what I'll prepare for Kyle in the morning. So I'll make sure he has his 16-ounce glass of water when he gets up. And then for breakfast,
I brush my teeth first. I promise you that.
Then I'll make sure he has his Ezekiel bread. Now that's sprouted greens, so they come in English muffins, toast, what have you.
It looks just like an English muffin and tastes like cardboard. You can't miss it.
No, it's good. It's very good. But come on. All right.
Yeah, it grows on you. It grows on you.
With that, he'll have his four whole eggs.
Love them.
And his turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon.
Kyle loves.
I have to have it because I'm not allowed to have the regular bacon. Regular bacon, Lauren gets on me about the sodium.
Yeah.
And so I deal with the turkey bacon.
Yeah.
The one note I will make about Lauren is Lauren does not use any microwaves.
I do not.
And the reason for that, and now I'm going to get in a little into my physics background, okay? The microwaves are going to use radiation to heat up the food. It kills nutrients. So if I heat something up in the microwave or try to make something...
No longer nutrient dense.
No longer nutrient dense. So you're just getting empty calories. I can't really use those when I'm doing my workouts. Lauren can't use them during her workouts. Mm-hmm. So we choose not to use the microwave.
And then guess what? You're hungry sooner and you end up eating more.
True. Very true.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yes. Yes. And then Lauren had taught me the other day. She was telling me about these processed foods that I love to eat. The Toll House cookies. Oh, my God. With the winter here and stuff, I am all over these Toll House cookies. Everybody's making, like, around us in Kings of Fitness, our fitness family, they are making, like, these healthy cookies and stuff. So all natural flours and butters and this. So the cookies are amazing. But me, my number one cookie of all time had been the Toll House. And fortunately, for the month of December, I have cut the Toll House cookies out because for some reason, when I eat one, I end up eating like 24.
Yes.
I don't even know how it works out. But Lauren had explained that processed foods have some kind of ingredient in it. It's an artificial ingredient that actually makes you hungrier.
They do.
When you eat it. So my one cookie that would satiate me normally, yeah, right, one, probably about four. But the cookie, the normal amount that would satiate me before, no longer does. I have this new artificial ingredient sitting in my stomach, and it makes me want to eat more, which I'm not opposed to. But at the same time, then I have to work out even harder, which that I might be opposed to at
times. So what can we take away from that?
Toll House cookies out, Gala Fidele cookies in. I can live with it. I can live with it.
Hi, this is Dr. Niraj Sharma from Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine in Wappingers, and you're listening to Kyle and Lauren from the Kings of Fitness podcast. Have a great day.
All right, guys. So that's going to be, I want to lead it right into our third segment, which is our Kings of Fitness family shout outs. I wanted to throw a gigantic shout out, and you heard her earlier in this podcast on her call in, but Dr. Niraj Sharma, she is a board certified doctor, MD, in physical medicine and rehabilitation, as well as pain medicine. She is fellowship trained in spine and pain medicine and has been proudly serving in the Hudson Valley for the last 5 years. She's a personal friend of ours here at Kings of Fitness, and we want you to know if you have an issue and you are in New York, I don't even care if you call her, but you get on the line, and I'm talking pain management here. Outside of all that other stuff, she'll be able to help. You can email her at info@cardinal-spine.com. What is that little dash called?
Hyphen?
A hyphen. You see, Lauren's still the English teacher at heart. The hyphen. So info@cardinal-spine.com or check out her website, please. www.cardinal-spine.com. So really, that's a special shout out for everybody in the Hudson Valley. Wappinger Falls, that's where she's located. So please check her out.
Yeah, she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. She encourages everyone to ask questions. She explains everything with such patience, and she really takes care of you.
And knows the importance of fitness and medicine. So health and fitness, medicine and fitness, it all goes together.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and you're listening to the Kings of Fitness podcast. You can follow me and see what I'm up to on Twitter @OriginalUkes, UUKES, on Facebook, /TrueNorthChiro, and make sure to check out our blog, Doc Talk, at prehabbeforerehab.com. You can email me your prehab, rehab, or nutrition questions by clicking the contact tab. And remember, train smart, train hard, and train like a king.
The second shout out we wanted to give is to our friend, and we talked about him in the first podcast, so if you didn't hear him and the articles that he's out there writing, but Dr. Eric Uksalainen, we wanted to give him a special shout out. So a little bit about him. He was first introduced to chiropractic following a high school sports injury that was not improving with some conventional methods and treatment. So in a relatively short period of time through chiropractic care, those symptoms, they were put to the side. They were pretty much cured, and it allowed him to return to his sport without
a reoccurrence of the injury.
That's a big part. and he was functioning at an even higher level. Mm-hmm. So that kind of steamrolled him into getting into chiropractic, which is, he is the man here in the Hudson Valley. Again, another guy in the Hudson Valley doing his thing. And I mean, I love reading his articles. He writes some really good articles. You can find him on Reddit. Please find him on Reddit, because he's had a very tough time on Reddit. People like to argue with him. Yeah. But you can check him out. So let's give him a little bit of stuff here. He is at, it is called prehabbeforerehab.com. So it's prehab, P-R-E-H-A-B, B, four, as in the number four, rehab, R-E-H-A-B.com. Prehab before rehab. That'll take you right to his website. You can see everything that he's doing with, and he posts his articles there too.
He does.
Which is really good.
Yep.
Now that's about all for us today. We're going to wrap this sucker up. We want you to call in. We're looking for any of your questions. We'd love to answer them for you. We have Lauren here. You have me here. But we have Gayla Fidele, Aaron Tiso as well, that can help and answer some questions. Even if you have a computer fitness-related question, like MyFitnessPal doesn't work, our creative content manager, David Nakano, is the man. He knows everything when it comes to that IT stuff.
We had to give him more work.
I love giving him work. He gives me work. I give him work.
Anywho, call us, 260-786-5631.
Or KOF1.
Thank you.
It's the same.
Follow us on Twitter at Kings of Fitness, on Instagram, Kings of Fitness HV, Facebook, www.facebook.com/ Facebook.com/KingsOfFitness, Google+, Kyle King.
Well, it's plus Kyle King. This is Google Plus. We're new to it, but it's plus Kyle King. You can find Lauren at plus Lauren Badalini. But best of all, you can find Kings of Fitness at
plus Kings of Fitness.
Easy.
We have our own little forum on there. It's pretty cool.
And we don't want you to forget, if you have a fitness, if you're looking for a little bit of changing up the routine, you want to see some videos, something like that, you got to go to YouTube. All right? You can find us on YouTube. www.youtube.com/KingsOfFitness, and do me a favor, a personal favor to Kyle King, subscribe to that channel, okay? I'm happy to have everybody come through, but subscribe to the channel too. I'd appreciate that.
I would too.
That's good, Robot Lauren. Robot Lauren has entered the building, guys. That's great.
It would be greatly appreciated, guys.
Well, once again, thank you for listening to us. Podcast number 3, How the Stars Are Falling in Line with Health and Fitness. David, our content manager, remember, he can use that one for the podcast description as well. Thank you very much, guys, for listening in. You will hear another podcast from us coming out later this week. We're going to find something fitness-related that we can get back to you. All right, so tune in, and we look forward to talking to you again.
See you later, guys. Not really. You can hear us later, guys.
Robot Lauren is back.